This morning, let's check our wealth, now and future. You know, some people choose a college or a major in college on the basis of what they calculate to be its future earning potential. That, in fact, is one of the three main factors included in the new government website called College Scorecard, which reports on some 7,000 colleges across the United States, including Bethany, and they call it salary after attending. But maybe you don't have to earn your wealth. Maybe you might be one of those who inherits it. We're told that 40% of the wealth in the U.S. comes to those, not those who earn it by work, but by those who simply inherit it. And who doesn't secretly yearn to hear by surprise someday that some unknown rich relative has left you a fortune? Probably not going to happen. But this morning we're checking our wealth, not by asking you to fish in your pocket for what loose change is there, or even by hiring a CPA to calculate your net worth, but we're going to do it as the Apostle St. Peter did in this reading that's before us this morning. We're going to do it by praising God. Hear the reading from the first chapter of Peter's first letter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God for faith, through faith, for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this reading, we hear of two great treasures, precious to us, precious to God, who is keeping them safe and guarding them for us. The first is an inheritance, it says, reserved in heaven for you. Yes, you and I have an inheritance that God himself has placed there in heaven with your name on it. And what is that inheritance like? Well, neither language nor imagination are adequate to describe this heavenly treasure of ours. St. Paul, quoting the Old Testament, wrote to the Corinthians, and he said, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. Peter here describes that inheritance in terms of negatives, of what it's not. It's not like our experiences here in this life, which at their best always have the drag of sin upon them. They always contain the germs of death. But Peter says this inheritance is uncorruptible. Remember getting your first cell phone? Or that first Nintendo game or whatever it was, what a thrill that was. Maybe a camera or a bicycle or your first car. Where are those things now? Well, you probably still have your first car, but it's getting rusty and the rest of those things are in the trash. This inheritance will keep the thrill because it will be fresh and new always. There is no trash in heaven. The wife last night that I was going to say that this morning, she thought for a moment and she said, that means there are going to be lots of garage sales. And maybe that's true. If nothing wears out or corrupts, be lots and lots of garage sales, which for some people will be really heaven. Uncorruptible. And he says it's going to be undefiled. This treasure is unstained. Everything in this life is stained by sin. We hold our possessions and our best qualities in our person and even our achievements in a cloud of envy and of pride and of idolatry. Things and experiences are somehow always sinful in the gaining, somehow always sinful in the using. But our heavenly treasures will be enjoyed free of any guilt because they're pure and perfect, unstained, undefiled, and he says unfading. Many of you have probably experienced some real high of joy. Maybe when your favorite team won the championship, or maybe when you got applause on the stage, or some experience like that. And if you've experienced that, you know that those highs are wonderful to feel, but they're always in flux. The excitement goes away. And that's because, as Peter says later in this chapter, all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall. But our heavenly treasure is unfading. That flood of joy and exaltation that we will feel when we first step into heaven will last forever. Doesn't fade away. That's the inheritance that God is guarding in heaven for you. Has your name tag on it. And what makes that treasure ours? It's the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the power. Peter says, God has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. In our baptism, when we ritually went under the water and then came up again, we traveled with Jesus Christ in his death and burial and then came up again with his resurrection into the same new life that he enjoyed. Let me read those precious words again. God has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. This is a new life that snatches us from our old sinful nature and makes us the children of God, God's own heirs, with an inheritance that's kept there. It's done. It's there, guarded by God, waiting for us. I said there were two treasures in this reading, both kept by God. And what's the second one? It's us. It's you and me. We are the treasure spoken of by these final words in this reading, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Here that word kept means guarded. We're surrounded by a garrison. When God, according to his abundant mercy, sacrificed his beloved Son to rescue us, by that act God changed you and me from contemptible sinners into precious treasures in his sight. And he guards this treasure too. It was won by the blood of his only Son. And God, by his great power, is keeping you and me safe for our inheritance by giving us faith. Not only is our inheritance safe, but so are you and I guarded. Our soul's salvation is well taken care of by our God. This morning we've taken account of this great wealth we have, these two great treasures guarded by God, our inheritance kept safely in heaven, and ourselves as his children and heirs by faith in Jesus Christ. That's our wealth. Don't forget about it. Don't despise it. Certainly don't do anything to risk losing it. But live now as if you already have that inheritance, because you do have that salvation now in a living hope. And we all look forward to its full significance which we will realize in God's own time. Thanks be to God. Let's rise for prayer. What better prayer than the words of our reading? You may follow along if you wish. We pray, we bless and thank you, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to your abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for us, who are kept by your power through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Amen.